Good morning, good people. It is 17th July 2020. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 to 8 and 21 to 22, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. When every door is closed, God's heart is still wide open to make us well again. Authentic living attracts God to render merciful forgiveness. Mercy with forgiveness is the proof of healing from God. God heals us, showing unmerited mercy coupled with unconditional forgiveness. God is aware of our failures and fallenness, yet God fills us with integral health. God heals our inner wounds and bruises of brutal slashes of sins in preparation to experience the wellness in our body. The first reading describes the display of God's mercy to a king whose prayer and humility wrapped in faith. Quote, "I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. In 3 days you shall go up to the Lord's temple." Unquote. Isaiah chapter 38 verse 5. During this mayhem of COVID-19, we too stand like the king praying, facing our parish churches we belong when they are closed. The sign of God's healing is going to be experienced by us all in coming days by a re-entry to the churches and to restart a relationship with God that was tainted by our brokenness. For our fidelity to the Lord, God gives us more than we pleaded for. In the life of King Hezekiah, God honored him with the healing and extension of life for his commitment to the Lord. God heals us and makes us well again so that we can be of service to the humanity around more than ever. The responsorial psalm prays, quote, "You saved my life, O Lord, I shall not die." Unquote. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17. In the Gospel, Jesus invites us to recognize conflicts around us and not be confused by them. Giving importance to one thing need not ignore the other. Everyone prioritizes something they believe in. Jesus wants us to consider mercy more than anything, including ritualistic fulfillment of a religious law. Quote, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice. You would not have condemned the guiltless." Unquote. Matthew chapter 12, verse 7. Human hunger overlooks the running streams of God. Feeding the hungry is the first step to lead them to the river of life. People could find fault with anything we do. Our thirst for justice cannot be scorched and withered by the merciless mouths of humanity. Sacrifice is acceptable to God when there is a place for mercy. Jesus does not oppose any religious practice. Rather, he upholds by pointing out what is so subtly left out by the extremist and over-enthusiastic believers. We have experienced mercy in Jesus. We need to share with others. May the Lord help us to forgive others, set them free by the acts of love and mercy. May you have a good day. God bless you.